Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie.
I may never sing again. I might have to retire singing.
Back in town.
Not doing it. Not off of that display of baseball. Joke of a manager. There you go. How about that? You happy with that one?
Chris McMichael. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 202 on the Fan. On this Thursday morning, McMonagall here with you for 3 hours. You know how it goes by now. I don't have to tell you these minute details of how we do things. We're taking it all the way to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. Fliegerman on the other side, 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. And as pennant baseball saga begins, it continues, excuse me, rather, we continue with another day. The Mets, 7 in a row. 7's the magic number. 7 little chipmunks twirl on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch. The Mets may never lose again. They completely shut down just Devers and every other Red Sox. They continue to pitch, whether it be the starting rotation, the bullpen. They jump out to leads. Winker with a grand slam. They've been playing playoff baseball now for a month with an urgency. Lindor continues to hit this Met team surging. Trying to get past the Atlanta Braves, who haven't lost to the Colorado Rockies, but they are now still a half game back of Atlanta, battling, fighting, doing better for the Yankees than the Yankees do for themselves as they at least knock down the Red Sox. And it's going to get to the point where the Mets are going to finish, theoretically, with a way better record. This National League playoff is so much more interesting than the crap that we get from the American League. And we'll get to the Mets, I know, but listen, this is what we do. We live in the negative. I heard Keith listening. God bless him. I hear him. We're going to talk Mets. But we got to talk about this disaster. Because as great and as hot as the Mets have been, you live in the misery. And right now, the Yankees are presenting us misery. And last night, first of all, my first thought about last night is what is so frustrating about the night before. Because right now, I know Marcus Stroman's been better his last three starts. Who trusts Marcus Stroman out on the mound? Honestly, watching him make non-competitive pitches, typically his bad results in everything outside the strike zone by a mile, and he ends up walking, and then when he has to come into the strike zone, he gets killed. In this game, he just threw fastball down the middle after fastball down the middle and was getting absolutely crushed. And that's why when you have a lead, when you have a game, when you have a series in hand, that night, that game the other night where Clay Holmes blew the game, and yes, we found out earlier yesterday that the Yankees are no longer going to commit to Clay Holmes as the closer. They're going to do bullpen by committee or whatever they're going to tell you. They're going to get creative with it, which is really the only option they had. They don't have another option. I screamed about that last night. No need to scream about it again. Brian Cashman did not give this team a legitimate option to go to another closer. They don't have one. And we'll get into all the different elements. And I know Luis Gil seems to be the name everybody wants to bring and just throw him in the closer role like it's easy. Like he's even been the pitcher he was the first 2 months of the season. A, he hasn't been. And two, you want to just throw this young kid who's never pitched out of the bullpen, just suddenly make him the Yankees closer come October? Yeah, that sounds like a winning idea to me. The Yankees don't have an option out of the bullpen. So that's why they got to get creative. But watching last night, the disgusting performance that was last night, and it's not just Marcus Stroman, and it's not just losing the game 10-6, and it's not just the dregs of the bullpen coming in and getting pounded. Because you know what? Unfortunately, and we'll get into this in a little bit later, and we understand, I heard the last caller to Keith talk about everyone's bullpen, and it's fairly true, but when you are down big and you have to bring in the Tim Mazes of the world and the dregs of this bullpen, that's what typically happens. A 6-0 game becomes a 10-2 game because the bullpen stinks overall. I mean, it's just a terrible bullpen right now. And even though you have some faith, maybe not closing out games necessarily, but Cousins and whoever else, the middle of the bullpen stinks on ice. But it's not just the typical game where it's 5-0, 6-1, 6-2, 10-2, where it happens every single time. And I know they had a rousing comeback we were all very excited about. But what's frustrating about it is the style of play. There's no doubt about it. And yes, we're going to harp on Verdugo, who does not run to first base, and the manager's comments on it. But it's not just that either. It's, let's be fair, it's everybody. It's everybody. Judge getting a bad read on a ball that lands with a 95% catch probability. And you know what? He's been bad defensively. He's been throwing to the wrong cutoff man and the wrong base. We know what Soto's been. He's lazy on a single that turns into a double and costs the Yankees a run. It's every little thing. It's the play at first base from LeMahieu. It's what they've done in this series. It's been disgusting. And that's what's frustrating. It frustrates you. It frustrates all of us. Whether or not we think the team is as bad as it is right now, I don't think they are. But what they show you in games that are pivotal, as the Baltimore Orioles continue to show you, they're just as lousy as the Yankees, as they were in a non-competitive loss to the White Sox. But the Yankees can't take advantage. And it's more than just losing the game. It's the way they're playing. And it's the little things like Soto in the outfield, Judge in the outfield, missing the third base coach on a play you should score a run the other night. It's every little thing about this team. And Verdugo right now is going to get the brunt of it, and I understand why. And the manager's comments, and let's just start there because it's totally true. And although I've been a Boone supporter and I think the hate gets too far, I said it last night. The biggest argument, my biggest argument is when to pull a pitcher, when to take out a pitcher, is in-game decision making. That's not my biggest problem with Aaron Boone. The problem with Aaron Boone is the comfortability that he's provided this team. And last night, even if like the level that he will go to defend his players is obnoxious. And I don't, as even as a Boone defender, as I've been in the past, I can't even disagree with the idea that when he's asked about Verdugo, and I know it's presented, sometimes I hate the way they ask questions. I don't know why it bothers me, but it almost like provides outs for Boone or whoever else. Like when you ask the question, well, on the broadcast, they said. Well, when you say on the broadcast, now you open it up to perception. Just flat out say, Verdugo hasn't run to first base. What's the problem with that? And but still, for the manager to come out and say, well, he plays his ass off. Like, he's banged up a little bit. He picks his spots and cite one infield single that he beat out 2 days ago. Like the level that he will go to defend his players is obnoxious. Now, I mean, I think there's levels to it. Like even now, like he benched Gleyber Torres 3 weeks ago. Everybody applauded, clapped for it. Everyone said what a great job it was. Did it make a difference? Did it make a difference with this team? And now it's being used against him. Like, oh, why Gleyber and not Verdugo? Because when you do it for Gleyber, you're hoping it sets a tone with the whole team. It's not computing. And I don't know why. But the fact of the matter is, I don't know if Verdugo's playing his ass off. I don't really care. Verdugo's played his ass on the bench. And that's what is starting to like really just hone in here, is that this team right now isn't the team it should be. And it better not be the team it will be in the next few weeks. And I know it's only 22 games, but there is time here. I am not a doomsday guy. They lost 3 series in a row. They've consistently spit up all over themselves when they've had an opportunity to win any of these series, whether it's the game against St. Louis where they battle back and tie the game at 7 and then the bullpen blows it, whether it's the other night, whether it's the starting pitching on this team, whether it's the offense that goes quiet against left-handed pitching, whatever the case may be, one element of this team continues to jump up and bite them and cost them the ability to win a series. And then the excuse-making after it is getting obnoxious. But having said all that, I still look at this team that is still tied in the loss column with a Orioles team that doesn't want to win either. And whether they're good as they should be, or if they're all in, or if they should be doing this or should be doing that, what Brian Cashman did at the trade deadline, they're interesting topics. We can go over it and over it and over it. You can call me again at 888-808-1019 and tell me Brian Cashman's been coasting on this for years, and it's the last 7 years, and it's this and that. And we can argue, and I'll bring up 2019, and we can play this game over and over again. But the fact of the matter is, right now, today, the Yankees will be hopping a plane, going to Chicago with 22 games left and an opportunity to win this division and have as good a chance as any team in the American League to get to the World Series. That's a fact. That's a fact. And if you're going to allow Verdugo, whether you perceive him to be playing his ass off or not, to continue to be the left fielder when you have a stud prospect hitting home runs and being as hot as anyone in the organization over the last 13 games or more than that, and instead of having him come play center field and letting Judge play left field or right field, where he is clearly going to be better than he's been in center field, whether you're going to allow the best team to play or not is going to dictate what happens over the next 22 games. They've already made the decision with the closer. It's a decision they had to have made. It's now a bullpen by committee. Hopefully you have Hamilton coming back. Efros looked good in this game. Hopefully he's an option for you. Things can still change. This team needs a spark. You have a day off before going to Chicago. There is no reason why Birdie shouldn't be on this team and DJ LeMahieu should be cut. You want to send a message to this group? Honestly, you want to send a message to this group? We can scream and cry about it because we hate watching it. He benched Gleyber Torres, and now we're pissed about that. What do you think benching, what do you think taking Verdugo out of the game for running slow to first base is going to do at this point? It's not going to do anything. If we're all going to say that Boone's the reason they've cultivated this laissez-faire attitude, fine. Making one decision on one day, 22 games left in the season, isn't going to change it. The only thing you can do to change it is to literally send people packing. And I like DJ LeMahieu. He serves no purpose on this team. Get rid of him. Verdugo was brought here to be a gap holder until Dominguez comes back. Well, Domingo is back. Dominguez is back. Bring him here. Inject some youth. Don't just bench him for a day. Take away his position. Send a two-time batting champion, a gold glover, who can't play first anymore, who's too old to hit, send him off the team and send a message that if you can't play, we're about to go into the American League playoffs, right? And whether it's going to be as a wild card or a division champion, either way, there's a chance to get to the World Series. And I look around the rest of the American League, and yes, it's down. And yes, the Yankees should have done more. And yes, the Yankees should have been all in. And the Yankees should be six games up. And the Yankees should be this and the Yankees should be that. They're not. And it's not acceptable. And we shouldn't accept the idea that they're just another team. And that's a conversation for another day. It is what it is right now. And the team might be just another good team in a lousy American League. Fine. That still provides them a chance to win the championship. Make the changes necessary right now. How can you look at us? How can you look at yourselves and not make the roster moves necessary to provide the best possible team heading into the postseason? You've let Verdugo go on long enough. You let DJ LeMahieu go on long enough. Now, none of those two guys are the reason they particularly lost this game. DJ LeMahieu had his role in why they lost last night's game. But it's time to just acknowledge that there is a push here. And it feels like this team doesn't understand that. It feels like we're good, we'll be fine, we're right there for the division. This will all turn around. It's 22 games left. This is the last series you lose. That should be what is said in the clubhouse. And instead of defending Verdugo, bench him. Instead of defending DJ LeMahieu, get rid of him. It's not about accountability for running the first base. It's playing the best players. And they have a problem at closer. The bullpen's an issue. The starting rotation scares you. And the offense overall has been better. It's about making sure that you are aware that you're playing for something here. And the Yankees act like they aren't. It's hard to understand. It's hard to understand. And if we want to blame the manager, fine. It's a conversation for another day. They're not going to fire Boone right now, nor should they. No matter what you think of him, firing him now is a disaster. He's here. They have options. Birdie, what? 4-for-4. He can play the outfield, play multiple positions. I know he hasn't swung a bat. He hasn't played here in forever. I get it. It doesn't matter. They have to take a real hard look at themselves in this off day as they head into Chicago against a team that's been hot, scoring a ton of runs. They got the pitching matchups. I mean, now they're coming off injury, but we're going to see Luis Gil. You're going to see Clark Schmidt, and you're going to see Gerrit Cole. You can make a very strong argument that those are three. I mean, I know that's certainly not going to put Stroman in that conversation. But Rodon has been very good at times. He can be a dominant pitcher for them. But you can make a case those are three of your most talented pitchers. Start now. You didn't do it on September 1st. Do it now. Because there are no answers in the bullpen, but there are answers to bring the best team possible. And we can talk about what's accepted and what's not. I'm watching it right now. Verdugo doesn't run on base hits. It's not even just on ground balls to second base. And I get it. He's banged up. You pick your spot. You hit a bullet to the second baseman. He fields it. The odds of beating that out are impossible. It's the way you present and respect the game. And he's just not right now. And whether it's because, as David Cohen suggested on the broadcast booth, that he's, you know, miserable and he's down on himself and he's down on his year, whatever the case may be, you know why he's down on this year? Because he's been terrible. Put in a better player. Don't bench him. I'm not looking to make novelty freaking excuses or you know, just for the sake of taking a guy out. We're past that. There's 22 games left. Like, if taking out Gleyber Torres didn't do it for this team, what's going to be ripping him off the field for not running the second base going to do? What is it going to do? You think DJ LeMahieu needs that to field a ground ball at first base? You think Juan Soto needs Verdugo ripped off the field to hustle on a single to make sure the runner doesn't go to second base? Is that what these professional players making $30 million a year need? If they do, that ship sailed a long time ago. We can scream about it. I'm pissed off about it. I don't like watching it. I couldn't stand the comments made from Aaron Boone in the postgame. All of that is true. The fact of the matter is, that ship has sailed. That ship has sailed. And the only accountability left is to play the best players. Not take Verdugo out for a game and bench him and say, hey, you've been naughty. No, you've been awful and you're off the team. That's all that's left. Dominguez has got to be here on Friday. Birdie has got to be here on Friday. And the Yankees better start playing some serious baseball come Friday. 888-808-1019. Frustrating loss. for the New York Yankees. An exhilarating win for the New York Mets, who turned more double plays, three consecutive innings with three different pitchers, ended three consecutive innings with three double plays. What the? How? The Mets getting out of jams. Devers was awful. They completely shut down that Boston Red Sox lineup. They have now won seven in a row. The vibes around this Mets team feel completely different than they've really, I mean, other than that brief stretch where they were really hot and the offense was scoring a ton of runs. I feel better about this team now. This is the best baseball, without question. This, to me, even when they were on that extended hot streak and scoring a ton of runs, this is the best baseball they've played, considering how the bullpen's throwing, considering how the starting pitching is throwing, and considering where they're getting it, you know, up and down the lineup. You've added the Winkers of the world. It seems like, for me, Alonso probably swinging the bat. He's the best he swung it in a while. And Lindor working his way into that MVP conversation. So as we continue our saga of chase to the pennant, the Mets doing everything they can to try and get in, be a wild card, and be dangerous inside the postseason. And the Yankees doing everything they can to flounder their opportunity to win this division. And it's got to stop today.